takes about half an hour for the door to completely open. The blocks basically cover the floor so that the floor itself is just slightly raised around the pillar. If you stand back, it just makes a circle.
It
basically makes a circular dais.
Like the Hellraiser puzzle box gone.
Yeah, kind of. In the centre is a small pedestal with a book resting on it. Inside a big stream
of light.
Bright daylight.
Laser light.
How long was
that? 8 days.
8 days!
Let's try that again.
eight rounds was that?
No. Eight days!
Nothing. It's just a spell.
Yeah. Oh my god.
8 days of super brilliance!
They'll definitely see you coming though.
Oh, like you didn't anyway.
No, you're not, you can tell anymore.
You can just blind anything that comes in.
Oh my god, stay away from the light!
I see, and I think you should touch the book because we will burn.
I think we should look at it first.
Bad angel will come and get me again.
Before we touch, we look!
I believe I should be a lawful good man.
Yes!
I was wondering if I could glance at the book.
Right. The book is a black
book. Do you have a skilling glance?
With silver clasps. It is quite large.
Any writing or sigils on it?
Nope. It is a black book with silver upon it.
Black book with a still baby.
I detect magic.
The book is magical. It generates strong abjuration magic.
Strong abjuration magic. Oh, means that strong is in strong.
It is shielded by... Well, you can tell the spells on the book.
There is a shield of shining righteousness.
Better let the bastard do his thing.
Touch the sparkly magic book.
I can the book.
Bong!
Bear with me a second.
You have to laugh that when you fold it.
You get +5 to all your ability scores.
You regenerate so many points around.
They're from Staples.
What does dictum do?
It's where you put
it's the lawful holy word.
It's
the lawful holy word.
It's just gone off.
Oh. I don't care.
Are you lawful good?
Yeah.
It doesn't therefore matter.
He's lawful good plus.
I think that's fine. You've set off the dictum trap by
you're the prefect of lawful
good. Is it an area of effect?
I think it might be.
Because we were well away from that. We were far, far away.
Because we were far away from that. We're not looking at the class.
We're
40 foot. That's most of the room.
Oh, we're in that.
What's
the caster level?
13.
So is that 3 party deaths then?
What affect him, probably.
Lord.
I was including myself as being the first party death.
In which case,
making it 3.
You two need to make a will save.
A will save?
Oh, my best save.
My best
save. Will you save?
A will you save?
Oh, you might.
22.
16.
Save DC.
I don't have one.
Don't say.
Doesn't tell me.
One.
No.
Nil.
The spell have an effective cast level of 13.
Oh, no, forget that. Don't worry about it. Mm. It's only against those protect-playing things that you need to save.
Okay.
Everybody's paralyzed, slowed, and deafened. Apart from me.
No!
Not for your lawful good.
Paralyzed and slowed? Yeah. So we can be on the floor paralyzed slowly?
Yes.
Paralyzed for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Slowed for 2d4 rounds.
Yeah. Oh!
That was a lot of work! Really slow!
So you're
like,
I'm in full speed paralysis now!
Killed, paralysed, slowed, deafened.
What?
What do you need to be killed?
Cast a level minus 10. So you need to be 3rd level.
Yeah. And then, good god, you lost poor old Ritual, would have been so dead in this place. You realise you've set off a spell, you turn around to find your trail pack members.
Slowly being paralysed.
Slowly paralysed. Yeah. Means you can talk slowly and think slowly in your paralysis. Are you generating a new character?
Yes.
Like, what you got?
I'm going to be a monkey.
Would you like the monstrous manual, or are you happy with the normal race?
I think I
would. Would you like to look
at them?
Yeah,
I think I'll go with the standard one.
Okay,
be an ASMR.
Yeah, just go for Grandmaster powers.
Right.
Yes, elf. You have the book.
Immune to undead, are they? Or are they changed that rule
too? Well,
you're
just opening it. Sorry, the explosive runes on the front cover.
Sorry.
They're
immune to yeah. 13th level explosive runes.
Interesting.
Total party death, total party death.
Wow, what's happened now? I missed that.
The explosive runes on the front of the book are now going off.
Oh, but we're slowed! So it'll be like Matrix time, we'll just go...
No. For you, it means you won't be able to dodge out of the way as well.
Ah, crap.
No, I don't think it's a radius, is it?
No.
It's,
Thank monkeys.
Immune to magical sleep effects and +2 saving throw versus enchantment spells.
So is this a bad book, then? This black book, you think?
See? You men, your black books. All
but it's protected
time.
Against... chaotic things.
It's a bushy level
fine. It does not level the better.
Oh dear.
C-text.
C-text.
I'm going to play my phone.
Reflex.
Reflex.
That'll be...
a lot.
Spells and spell abilities, so 19.
Not against the 13th level caster.
Good enough, innit?
You're probably
pushing that. Yeah, you're fine. It's 17 damage, so you can take half, so you can take 8.
And it's fire damage?
Yes.
Oh, you're immune!
Oh, it's false. Sorry, it's a false spell.
Damn.
And as you open to the first page,
it blew up.
The sepious snake sigil triggers.
We're going, go, Bastion! And we're going,
Sepious snake sigil.
It's
going to
hit me, hasn't it?
It's just a snake. The sepious snake springs into being and strikes you.
It's sepia. Can we, like, combat it with a technicolor snake?
If it succeeds, with the sepious snake
can I have some moves?
Yeah! Send in Woot to attack once you're not paralysed.
Apparently you're entitled to a
save. Paralysed?
Apparently you're entitled to a save.
Woot's not so good.
It's a reflex,
Gain.
To negate.
Can I have some movement?
Yeah, that's 25.
That's why he refuses to do those things you ask him about.
Yes, 13th level caster.
It'll save.
Yeah, it's probably good enough.
Yep. The snake disappears in a brown poof of logic.
Can I make some mood music?
Yes.
Mood.
Mood.
What are you up to?
She's mooding.
Okay.
Very good. The anti thing comes to life.
Stop playing it into your...
That's a good tune, I like that.
Yeah, it's true tone as well. Yeah. You know, okay, very good.
Oh, the book.
Right, yes.
That was good. I like that.
Good for Groot as well.
Go on.
Let's hear Groot's death song.
Explosive runes and super snake sigil. Super snake sigil. I don't have a challenge rating for, but I'll obviously give you them. What are they going to be? 30th level caster.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a spell level.
It's 1 plus 7.
It's 4. Nice.
Get it near to your mic.
Right, any more than that, and we'll have to pay for it.
That was our own rendition.
Does that come at sound bite?
Yes.
Right, we've bitten
I'm
the sound.
I have no service here, it's really strange.
No. Right. Now that Bastion has opened the book, your detect magic spell that you cast earlier realises the book is now generating strong necromantic magic, and all the spells have been fired off of it.
The book is evil.
I read the first few lines.
It's a book of magical spells.
Klaatu Barada Niklum.
Is it arcane magic?
Recognise that spell, it's spoke up to 20.
They are the arcane days, magical spells from the school of necromancy.
Oh, my close book.
They are all...
I'd reseal it.
They are all the necromantic magic spells.
Or...
All 49 of the spells from the basic book.
Who baby?
Are in there.
Who baby?
You're not allowed it.
I am.
They're bad.
They're not bad. It's just a point of view.
How long are they frozen for?
10 minutes.
Long enough for him to destroy the book.
Oh, hang on. Do you turn it?
8 minutes.
Bling.
I've got 6 minutes. But either way, it's good enough. Just before you unfreeze, mm-hmm. you realise that... how long does your dictator last? It's a good while, isn't it? Is it longer than minutes? Is it rounds?
Must be rounds.
Is it concentration? It used to be, didn't it?
Yeah, but it had a finite duration.
Right. When my monk comes online, I have a 19 touch attack.
So we should look to 1 minute per level.
Because my AC is 19.
Up to 8, then.
There's a 20 dodge.
Are you concentrating on keeping your spell up? Or are you just letting it go
while you're paralysed?
What spell? My
magic.
Oh, it's still up. Might as well. I've got
8 minutes, then.
After 5 minutes, you realise this book is now generating strong abjuration again.
The traps reset.
Reset your trap.
Then unparalyze after 8 minutes. Your spells.
I think I might just flip to the back of this book.
What? What?
Yes, what? Come on.
To
flip it up to backy book. Yeah, go straight to the end level. Nice level. Just try it. There's always a chance.
Now they're unparalyzed.
What? Now they're unparalyzed. Bow. Your paralyzation wears off.
No,
it's another bloody trap! Let's just fireball the bugger.
Necromantic spells.
Well, he's not going to let me have them, is he?
Necromantic spells.
Jorgen says he has.
It's just, yeah, but it's just reset to uber mega death things, isn't it?
Isn't that a band? Oh,
mega death.
Mega death.
Astral projection.
Soul projecting your ass.
Soul bind. Wail of the Banshee.
Whereas, unfortunately, he's not going to know it contains all the necromantic spells, because it contains a big list of uber demons and what they're going to do.
Are you lying?
I'm protecting the book.
You're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
There's a tarnish on his
head. Horrid wilting.
Yeah, well, everyone gets that from time to time.
Nope, just
stop
you.
Stop falling into the wrong hand.
What?
Finger of death.
But yeah, some people like
pull
that.
My finger of death. I bite.
I do it.
Oh, look at all the anime dead. You can bring a root back as a zombie.
Balazar thinks that it just reset all the bloody traps and they were nasty enough the first time round, so... Bollocks to it.
Yeah, you don't
Dwarven
want it anyway.
Bollocks to it.
You don't want it anyway.
No.
It's an evil book.
Is there any magic in there?
Lots of magic.
Yes, it's all evil. Evil and nasty. You don't want it.
No. But apparently, evil isn't an objective and a kind of substantial thing, so therefore it's not really evil. Is it?
Ha.
It must be an objective thing.
No, we had this argument before. Things. Haven't we?
What?
About evil.
What about
and
it?
The fact it's a definite, tangible thing in the world of D&D.
Well, it must be, mustn't it? And detected.
And Boyict was evil.
Bunkit.
Does that mean you're evil, though?
No.
How strange.
It's my Lamas.
Why?
It's my mind kill, then. The things that need to detect our alignment are going to go...
Who the hell? Why is he shielding his alignment? Maybe he's evil. Can you let it down?
No.
Oh dear.
But it's fine. I'm a divine.
Hey, you loved it. If you managed to kill the spectre, it had the black robes of the Archmage on. With ghost touch.
That's nice. And whatever.
Yeah, it's great. If you're an evil spellcaster.
Don't have to be evil to use it.
Yes.
You do.
You do. Otherwise it hurts an awful lot.
And
look, I've got a big thing in my chest. It'll be fine.
Actually, you might have got away with it.
Nah.
It's a turned him evil.
Yeah, but you figured out.
He's well, almost there.
Head of Vecna!
I would have converted him to be good.
Just give me the frickin' head of Vecna!
Ah, yes, the penis of Vecna. Chop off your own and replace with Vecna's for hours of endless lovemaking. No. You're so stiff. Sorry. What are you reading the P1 catalogue?
Not the Pier 1 catalogue, it's the Pier catalogue.
Oh, it's so Pier 1.
It is Pier 1, but in England...
Why is it the Pier over here?
don't know.
Why is it not Pier 1?
I'm not psychic.
It is the same company, I see.
They have some very nice furniture.
Really? Oh, okay, what are you doing, folks?
Morning Garud for the next 24 hours.
Poor Garud.
Yes, we're retreating back to the...
Okay. Are you resting, effectively?
Good route.
You're resting.
Resting and transcribing spells from scrolls into my spellbook. I have a go.
What scrolls you got?
Oh, loads.
It takes 24 hours, remember.
Yep, that's
a
right.
A full 24 hours.
Yep, that's right. So, disguise self, phantom, steed, invisible sphere, stinking cloud, obscure.
Well, it takes a while, I'll read it then.
Non-detection, protection from good.
Yeah, yeah, I was
working 8 hours a day.
Oh, okay, yeah. It takes a day, effectively.
Silence and hold person.
So, what are you trying to transcribe?
You can't transcribe silence.
Shh.
Protection from good sounds good for some of the recent events.
For you, yes, maybe. maybe for when Bastion gets a bit angsty.
Yes, exactly. Yes!
I'm afraid I've only got 70 hit points.
That's terrible!
No, you over-the-top, constitution-heavy...
Stinking cloud worth having at this level, or is it a waste of time?
Oh! You get shiny abilities, do you?
How about invisible
to see? I maybe misadded it up.
Better than
Max first level, yeah?
I'm
not even rolled that well.
I'm going for
10 off maximum.
Not bad.
Phantom Steed, actually.
Not in there.
Why not?
You won't be able to ride it.
It's a horse.
Yes.
In a dungeon.
Yes.
How useful as you scrape the skin of your forehead as you ride along the route.
How high is the ceiling in this place?
It would be high enough in most places.
I'm a dwarf. I'm not particularly tall.
You are.
You are.
You're not. Oh, rubbish.
That is quite funny. They still kept it a dwarf rather than squat human.
It's an insult to dwarves everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'll get a dwarven war steed phantom thing and I can just go clitty clop away from flying things.
Just learn expeditious retreat, if that's what you want to do.
It's not on my spell list.
No.
So, let's go for invisibility sphere and
roll then. Make me a spellcraft check to write in.
Spellcraft, lordy.
Just roll the dice, dude.
28.
That'll good. Good for me.
Bink!
You bang it in your spellbook.
What levels?
Does that remove it from the scroll again?
Yes, you scroll
the scroll's now blank.
Well, that particular spell was gone.
Yeah.
What level is invisibility sphere?
Is it right?
Third, I think.
Third,
I think
it is.
Really?
And again? I don't think I need to learn the brilliance again for a while.
Did you learn that specifically?
No, I hadn't learned it.
Just for chuckles. Not for another 8 days.
Because we'd been up to...
That bad place.
Invisible.
It's a good job.
I'm taking on the invisibility.
Sorry?
It did make a difference doing damage to it.
Could have been better though.
Not really.
Improved grapple or stunning fist?
Oh my goodness. Are we going to end up with you pinning people to the ground?
You're just going
to
fist them all the time.
Stunning fist is a bit wankery, though.
Are we going to have you pinning people to the ground and while Lindsay knocks them unconscious with her sharp short sword?
Garud's dead!
I know!
He's dead!
He's coming back as a gnome, didn't
he? 20 bloody sessions?
You're elf!
I'm not being a small monk. That defeats the point.
Yeah. And then you take out your knees.
Yes, I suppose it does. An elven monk. Very nice.
Nice.
With a reasonable constitution. Goddamn Spock.
Well, now, when I get to 8th level, I'm going to have dex of 18 and wisdom of 18.
Nice. You're going to be basically...
You've rolled some very good stats.
You're going to be massively unhittable.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
only for the next few days.
Mm. Yeah, again, I managed to roll no more. In fact, I managed to roll nothing without a positive.
Wow. Right, what are you doing?
Plus one, but
you're resting. We should rest.
You're resting for the day, won't we?
Yeah.
Are you putting a setting watch or are you happy resting in
here? I'm happy resting in here.
Right. In the night, Balazar has a dream.
You're back
and there's no facilities for him to wash his underwear either. They're being crusty.
You're back in the halls.
There's not like a good crust on dwarven underwear.
You're back in that large hall.
Yeah.
A woman is sat on the throne.
It's not as if I've been eating any bloody cheese, for God's sake.
She's not a giant dwarf this time.
She is a woman. It's the same hall. She closes the book that...
Well, it's a dwarven woman.
No, it's a human woman with long dark hair.
Wearing human and normal don't mean much to me.
Wearing a black robe.
That's nice.
Or black dress. She's very attractive. Very, very attractive.
For a human.
14. She's very, very attractive.
Right.
Regardless whether you're human or elven or orc.
Really?
Yes. She looks at you and closes the book she was reading.
Right.
And...
I find I can do a lot less work in these dreams by just being
shy. Stands up and walks down the steps.
What are your things?
You are gaining power.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Balazar.
I know who you are.
Oh, well, that's instructions from my side over. Who are you?
You know who I am.
Can't say as I do.
I gave you your mark.
All right, you're actually a giant dwarf, then.
You accepted my offer.
Did I? I don't remember.
I offered you power and you took it.
I can't remember about that. I woke up and there it was.
No, I sent you a vision and offered you a choice. You accepted and I marked you.
I have no recollection of these events. I'm going to go into politics, you know. Anyway...
You are gaining in power. You are becoming stronger.
Yes, well... Not for a lot of choice, really. Wandering down this bloody dungeon.
There is an item near you that would aid you greatly. If you can manage to gain it.
And what would that be?
Book, of course.
Oh, it's not... No. Why don't I have these dreams, for God's sake? Oh, well, it's my dream, so I can say what I want. Oh, you mean that black book with the silver clasp that nearly blew my friend Bastion to Kingdom Come?
Yes, that one. It contains all the spells of necromancy known on the planet.
On the planet? It's not bad. Unfortunately, if we try and touch it, we end up dying. And Bastion's not too happy about us touching it anyway. He's very kind of pernickety about that kind of thing.
The fire, the explosive runes and the snake sigil have now been expended. There was only the dictum trap to deal with.
Yes, well, I'm afraid the dictum went off! And I was paralysed, dictum and all.
Do you not know dispel magic?
Hang on, laddie.
Pause in dream.
Yeah, pause in dream while they're, No!
No.
Well...
Would you like to?
Well, it's always useful to have more spells.
Would you like to? Would you like to?
Well, my mummy used to tell me you don't get nothing for something.
You are.
Or something for nothing. It was one of those.
You are already marked as my servant.
I'm not your servant. I'm nobody's servant. I am Balazar.
And I am a god.
No, you're a figment of my imagination after a very bad dream.
No, this is a vision. I've marked you as one of mine. Would you like the spell or not?
I don't think I'm going to accept a spell from some dodgy vision dream woman.
It will be very unfortunate for you.
Yeah. Well, you go back to being a giant dwarf or something, and I'll just get back to sleep. I'm having no truck with people like you. I'm not bloody keen on this thing in my chest either.
That is again unfortunate. He turns around, walks back up the steps, sits back down. You awaken screaming. You can take 30 points of damage from the burning in your chest.
Shoot me, bastard.
Ow! That hurts! Get this off me, Bastion, will you? It bloody hurts!
It's still burning. It burns the whole day long. You're at a complete -1 to everything. All day. You cannot learn your magic as you have not had a restful night's sleep.
Okay.
The wizard wakes up screaming. His chest is on fire. He's actually on fire. You see a hole burnt through his clothing.
I create water over it.
As soon as he wakes up, the fire subsides. Oh. But there is a charred hole through his clothing.
Yeah, okay.
Where the black symbol is.
I need to get rid of this bloody black thing in the centre of my chest. Wherever that bloody came from, some tarty bint in my dreams. gave it to me and said he's taking dodgy offers.
Then perhaps you should be a little more... show a little more piety to your god.
I rarely pray to my god. He does not
perhaps
answer.
Perhaps that is the reason for your...
No, I know lots of dwarfs who don't pray to their gods. It doesn't need to make any effect.
You're dancing.
Then perhaps you should try and see if it makes your pain subside.
It's still sore. It's still hot.
You're well, there's nothing else I can do about it, so it's still hot.
Yes, it's causing you a -1 penalty. Mm. As it hurts an awful lot. Painful. Doesn't look any different. Doesn't feel hot. Except to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks like a symbol to you. No wound as far as you can see.
We've been through this before.
I know.
I take one of my...
There's a great deal I can do.
Okay. You feel happy.
Put it on his chest. No.
Well, you're pouring it on. Okay. The halfling comes over and pours some blue liquid on your chest. For a minute, it feels cooler.
And then
it goes away again.
And it feels horrible again.
And then
it feels not doing any more bloody dreams. I'm going to have to take some drugs.
Knock you unconscious. But the monk had a stunning fist.
No, I just wanted to keep you awake all the time!
We are not talking about bold dwarven wizards being fisted by monks.
Stunning fisted. Stunning fisted by monks in the night. The monks will come in the night, stunning fist me until I am unconscious.
I'm unable to memorise my spells because of bad dreams.
You have the spells you had yesterday left.
Right, where are you going? Nowhere, next 24 hours.
You're going to rest again?
Not much good without spells, I'm a known fighter.
The rest of you?
I'm dead.
What's your alignment?
I'm going to be lawful good.
Right, you can be walking through this corridor then, can't you?
Alright, as long as I don't have to do anything.
Oh, well, you do. As lawful good characters, just walk through this corridor.
Who's your deity?
Yes. The Shining Bright and Lawful Good One. Selene Moonbo.
Does it have to be a gay elfy one just because I'm an elf?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be, no.
Because they're a bit...
Well, they're not all crap.
You worship Jesus, that's what you do.
A bit of each of my potions that I have. I have a red, a yellow, a green, a blue and an indigo.
Oh, don't
where,
don't mix.
Where did you get them?
A105. I know what they are.
Oh, let me look.
I guess we can ID them.
I need one. I need the red one.
You need the red one.
Speed.
Speed.
Oh, yeah, the speed are always red.
Which one?
Need you speed.
Red.
Which one is that one?
Cold.
Hmm.
Cold.
Cold.
I have. Written down next to it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the wrong set of stuff.
You can ID them with Spellcraft, by the way.
Oh, okay. I'll see what it is.
Yes. It's a cold potion.
Oh, it is. Because you've already told me.
Do you know what it is?
No.
No, that's what it was called when you tried it last time.
Yes, we do.
It's an Endure Elements potion.
Will this help that man whose name escapes me? Batman there.
just call him Mr. Evil.
He's not evil.
Do you want to ID them all?
I don't know what the second one does.
Okay.
That's lightness.
And I resent the Dungeon Master's attempt to turn my character evil against his will.
You don't?
No. I don't know what the fourth one does.
I have a refined How many more are there? I've tasted them, so I know there's one more.
I don't know what that does
have. I know roughly, because I tasted them, so I know what they roughly did to me, but I don't know what they called or what they do to me.
Right then.
55 skill points.
You can be walking through this corridor and you'll learn some
flow. I have to think of a name now.
Yes, you are.
The name is my
Lord Ponsmitter.
Brian the Monk. No.
Brian. Hold your roll. My name is Brian.
Windswind.
You can be called Monk E.
Windswind.
Wilwerin.
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 Glengarry Glen
Ross. Generally Elvish.
It is generally Elvish. Wilwerin.
Elvis.
Generally Elvish.
Generally Elvish.
Today I will be generally Elvis.
You've been Elvis and Sean Connery.
Oh, that's you, nice. Right.
Do you know what it means in Elvish?
What?
It means butterfly.
Does it?
Yes.
I like butterflies.
600 of them in
the
road.
It's the only one in Elvish I can remember.
I'm waiting there an additional 24 hours for him to subside.
If I only
is that a terrible, terrible case of priapism?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What does priapism mean?
You don't want to know.
Constant painful erection.
Wouldn't be spanking wasn't the painful part, would it really? Actually, it would. You'd be like knocking stuff over. Hey?
Is that what you have?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Did you want the, do you want the permanent erection on him, or do you just want him to be in pain all the time?
Both?
I'll send you the answer later.
I'll post it on the book.
Right, are you waiting for an additional night for him to rest, or...
Probably, because he's likely to be very deaf, though.
Right then, more than down to 20 seconds. During the day, while you're fumbling around,
Wizard Air spell
the door opens and an elf walks in.
And down 30
points.
You have an equivalent of basically some appropriate equipment.
Thank you. I ninja tumble into it.
An elf tumbles in.
And beam shiny.
Oh, it's an acrobat!
Hello.
Ah!
Arr, elves! You tumble into a room filled with corpses, a dwarf, a human, and a halfling sitting
which is twice as bright as daylight.
Oh, yes. It's not. This room's bright anyway. Stopped.
No, my weapon isn't here.
It was on your weapon.
Yes.
My book says I don't like you.
Oh, what?
I'm a dwarf, aren't I? We're not supposed to like elves.
Wasn't that 700 years ago?
And if I get my editions mixed up.
My book? Book.
The book of how to act like a dwarf in
D&D. How to be a dwarf.
Yes.
I am short.
I am short.
I am not a wizard.
I have a big beard.
Elves, goblins, orcs, everything. Yes. Like gold beer.
Exactly.
Am monocamber. I have only one single purpose, which is to
hit that
mine and like stuff. Elves.
And catch spells.
I can't be your friend, though, because I kill all my friends.
It's true. Well, not all of them.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Welcome.
I'm...
Piss off.
Wilburin.
Hello.
Well, Wilburin out of here, then. We don't need your kind down here.
He's our grumpy friend. He's on fire.
Yeah. Heartburn.
There's a hole in his clothing over his chest.
Is he some
Pepto-Bismol
sort of extra planar creature?
Not yet.
Not yet.
What is he then?
Yeah, not extra flat.
He's a dwarf, I do believe.
Hard to believe it.
I've met dwarfs before. Generally have axes. Or hammers.
Oh, Groot had the axes, but Groot's there.
And beards.
You bear quite a strong
not. Actually, the dead here have quite a bit of hair on
them. He's resting in another way.
I didn't kill that one.
For a change.
Well done.
He's gone to meet Garagos?
Yes. He's having endless fun slaying stuff. Over and over again.
Somebody he comes back from the dead, he'll be higher level.
Excellent.
Only his mind.
That's all you need?
You know, if he's gone to meet Garagos, he's not coming back. I don't believe, is he?
Yes, yeah.
In fairy.
He can do, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just going to say if you don't have a god, you don't.
Is that right? Yes, you can be brought back from your god's plane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise you're stuck in limbo.
Yeah. Right. And then get bricked into the wall.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Of the dead.
I follow as a as yet unnamed lawful good god.
As yet unnamed lawful good god.
Jesus!
We have some gods for him.
Jesus.
It's probably my left back.
Jubilex!
There's not one with
Jubilex. I'm not the follower of Jubilex.
I was told he was a good god.
Yeah, Jubilex is an amazing god if you're an ooze.
You could have my god. My god is very lucky.
He's the god of yogurts.
Ah, yes.
No, my god is...
Choose your own.
Unless you're a dwarf, in which case you're handed one. And that was
you could have Soon Firehair. I believe she's worshipped by elves.
What's that chaotic?
Elves is...
Doesn't really matter.
How about Moonstone Wintnipple? I believe that's the topic.
Moonstone Wintnipple.
Yes, the god of porno sex.
Moonstone Wintnipple.
Did I tell you I was nothing last night?
The
Fabbing
of
Porn.
No. Oh,
yeah,
on Bravo.
Oh, Bravo!
No,
the secret's out.
It's Paramount Comedy Channel, isn't it?
Yes. It's a load of well-known a load of well-known comedians do voiceovers. And it started off in like ancient Rome, and the man was like, "Hey, up me lion's not fighting with their Christian." I didn't watch much more of it. I didn't actually see any porn whatsoever.
I think it's going to actually be porn.
You know,
it is proper porn.
So you say you didn't watch much of it, you can.
There was a lot of
some
confidence.
You can tell from the quality of the film, they've taken some really dodgy themed foreign film.
Yeah.
Which was, is blatantly
There's a lot of toga ripping in circles of fuck.
And, you can't reach the circle.
Guy behind you has to kneel down.
You'll have to play the audio back later.
I'm reading up about relationships with dwarves.
Why? Do you want to?
I believe they're a website.
Yes, they probably are.
Dwarves get along fine with gnomes and passably with humans, half-elves and halflings.
But not with elves.
You'll be fine. Stop being stereotypical out of book dwarf and play a character.
I'm not, because apparently
he's clearly not stereotypical.
I'm not a
wizard.
Yes.
And I have no hair.
Oh yes, he's bald. And he has little nubbins on his chin. He doesn't look like a dwarf. He's dwarf size and dwarf shape.
Dwarves fail to appreciate elves' subtlety and art, regarding elves as unpredictable, fickle and flighty.
Very good. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I'm fickle and he's flighty.
Kaboom! We'll be here all week trying to chip.
Right, yes.
But I am clearly such a good person. It oozes out of my nimbus of light.
That's quite a nimbus of
light. I am Bastion, feel my nimbus.
Would you like some tissue?
Wiping up his nimbus.
I did grant you as a half-orc the
opportunity to bursting out of his nimbus. What feats do you have, by the way, just so we know?
Two?
As yet. I currently have improved grapple, combat reflexes, and improved disarm. I haven't got that far through creation yet.
Oh, Mr. Whippy!
I see. So, you're waiting an additional day.
Yes.
Right, they make happy chat while you generate the rest of yourself and invite you to eat and spend some time with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I need to eat at all.
What?
I don't eat.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes,
I will. Can I scrabble the spell in the book then?
You can try.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Which one?
Let's pick one.
I have. Phantom Steve calls me yet again. Non detection, protection from good.
Are they the ones
old person?
Your
is that a
class?
No.
Just pick one.
Yeah, they're just the class. Oh. I haven't got my normal.
Yeah, it's your 8 level.
Stinking Cloud one.
Is that three?
Dodge. I'm going for whirlwind attack eventually.
What is it again?
It's got to be a human. Yes, it's got to be a human.
35.
Good enough.
Dodge can be a spring attack, isn't it?
Yeah.
You all go to sleep again. Are you inviting your elf friend to stay?
Yes.
In your shiny corridor in the middle of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice here, by the way.
Yes. Lawful good characters feel quite happy here.
I'm called Phelan. I like peabacks. And sparkly, shiny things.
And Timora.
And Timora.
You're quite holy. Are you quite holy now?
I've removed her curse.
Oh, yes.
Yes! All of it. So, am I still banned and stuff?
Well, that's
gone.
Curse.
That's gone.
That's
gone.
It. Yes. So I'm back to normal.
Yes.
Yeah, my hair's fallen out.
That's not a curse.
That's not a curse.
So, part of a transformation.
Yeah. You are partly transformed, unfortunately.
It's part of a disease.
Yeah, it's part of a disease, but unfortunately it's never going to grow back. And you have little nubbins.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's funny.
The little nubbins have been pointed out on many
occasions. Ooh! Hey, I'm beeping!
Somebody on the website wants you.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
SOS! We must quickly go into our secret.
International Rescue.
Yeah! Okay.
It wasn't me. It wasn't.
No. Right, yes, you sleep again. Balazar,
yes.
You have a dream.
That's what
I'm back in my dwarven homeland.
You dream that you're in...
People can live in peace and harmony together.
Yes. Yes. You dream that you're in a ruined hall. A ruined dwarven hall. There are dwarven corpses everywhere.
Standing amid the dwarven corpses.
Sounds like they're on a left home.
Standing amid the dwarven corpses is the woman with long black hair and a black dress.
Lovely. I walk away.
That's where? There's no exit.
I walk to a wall and stop.
I'm in the corner. I can't see you.
Oh my god.
My eyes are closed. You're not there.
Balazar.
Not listening.
And give him a wet willy.
Balazar, this could be extremely unfortunate for you.
Just go away. I don't want to talk to you or see you again. Get out of my head, out of my dreams. Just go away.
You're not a 12-year-old child, Balazar.
I'm 63 bloody years old and I'm still telling you to go away!
I will never go away.
Oh, lovely!
You have accepted my offer.
No!
It is emblazoned on your chest.
Well, you can have it back. Take it off. Go away! I don't want it! It
doesn't work like that, I'm afraid.
Oh, you're making up all the rules. Ha ha ha.
Well, you're marked as mine now.
Well, I'm not yours! You've got it wrong!
I'm afraid your god will want to take you when your time comes with that.
Well, I'll have to have a chat with him. None of your bloody business. Now go away before I start using harsh language ladies shouldn't be hearing.
Do you know what happens to the dead who have no god, Balazar?
Oh, no, nor do I particularly care.
You will.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Not your business. Now go away and take this bloody thing from the centre of my chest with you, you tart. Go on. Piss off.
Yeah, you great tart.
Go on. Go away. I don't want you. I deny you. Deny, deny, deny. 3-4 times. Deny. Go away.
It will be very unfortunate again.
Oh, bollocks. Just piss off.
Okay. He disappears.
Okay.
You wake in burning pain. Your chest is on fire. You lose 30 hit points.
No. You awake. You are completely blind.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
I cannot see. Ah! I have gone blind! What the hell was I doing?
Your eyes are open. You know they are.
Yeah.
You cannot see anything.
Oh, I don't like this one.
Okay. I am blind!
Oh, look at him. I assume he's making so much noise that way.
Yes, he's screaming like a girl, probably. You look at him. The symbol on his chest is throbbing with a dark energy as you look at him. It just sort of seeps into him. His eyes are clouded with like a black mist inside the orb of his eye. His whole eye is black with like black clouds roiling inside. It's not natural.
No.
In any fashion.
Oh, of course it's bloody magic, I'm a wizard!
At which point, I try and calm him down.
I'm just pissed off, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I've had worse.
I think you should come with me.
Fair enough.
Where are you going?
I lead him into the good room.
Yes.
With big angel on the floor.
Yes.
And the pain gets
kneel
worse.
With me in the middle.
Okay.
And I pray very hard to
all
talk.
Day long.
All day.
Ooh, have fun.
Go on, tell us, not anymore or not.
That's alright. You're praying to Tom for him to be.
At various points of the day,
mm-hmm.
I will channel turning attempts into his chest.
In an attempt to remove the symbol.
And at some point during the day, I will have prayed for remove blindness. Because this was in the middle of the night, and I get my spells in the middle of the day.
Yes, that's fine.
So I will cast remove blindness on him.
Sure.
And see if that has any effect.
It has no effect whatsoever.
When I will keep on going until I go to sleep again.
Yes, he is still blind when you go to sleep.
59 turning attempts.
However, you feel better and quite righteous doing it.
Channeling positive energy into the middle of his chest.
Yes, Tom's noticing. He'd love to be able to do something about it. But, well...
He's friends with Mystery. What more do you want?
He is friends with Mystery. It would be very nice if Mystery could step in and help here, wouldn't it? Well, yeah. Well, he wanted the power. He's got the power. All he's going to do is take it another one step. It's all his. Yes! You spend an attractive day sat in the middle of a circle, not that you can see the circle,
no.
While Bastion chants at you in all kinds of celestial languages, and you feel holy energy wash across you every now and again.
Oh.
You're still blind.
Uh-huh. I've had worse.
Well, at least you remove his legs. He's even shorter. Right. Are you staying another night, or are you taking him blind?
Well, I'm going to try to spell magic as well at some point.
I'm trying to spell magic.
So I have it there. As a standard.
What's your maximum you can possibly roll on a dispel magic? Is it enough to dispel a spell of a greater god?
No.
Then you ain't.
What magic doesn't work against greater gods?
Oh! No, it doesn't! That'll teach you to bargain with a greater god, really, won't it?
You're still against demigods.
She's not a demigod. You're still blind.
Oh dear.
You go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dream.
Mm. I wake up.
The rest of the party are bored now.
This time, you're sat on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
The woman sat opposite you at a table.
Mm-hmm.
Smiles at you. You can see her. Mm-hmm. Happy. Blindness is a horrible thing for a wizard. Cannot read your magic. Makes you useless. I can make you powerful. You're already marked as mine. Accept my aid. I will show you the way to power. You cannot escape. I will leave you crippled and blind permanently. You have no options. Your friend cannot cure you. You should not mess with a god.
Well, in the language of my forefathers.
Let's not trouble it too well to audio, but everyone's getting the point. It would be a shame to lose you. You have great potential, as I chose you originally, when you originally agreed to this bargain. All I am trying to do is help you. I tell you there is a magical book nearby. What do? You insult me. I don't know why.
Because you're evil?
I'm not evil. I am opportunity. I am magic.
I disbelieve you. I think you're evil.
No. Evil is subjective.
Apparently not.
Of course it is. I have to exist. Otherwise magic would not exist. I am the gaps. I am the spaces in between. The shadow cast by the web of magic. Accept my offer, and you will have magic that none will stop.
You bored me. Leave me now.
No. You will have this dream forever. You will be blind until you accept my offer.
We'll see who lasts longer.
I have lived for many, 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 many lifetimes.
So you say. If you're so powerful, how come you're just in my dreams and not walking through the bloody dungeon like we are?
Why would I want to walk through a dungeon? You're trapped there, remember. My power could get you out. If you accepted, you would be a very powerful wizard.
I'm sorry, but I just don't like you.
You don't have to like me. You don't like your god. That's why you accepted my offer.
No. You've got it wrong. If you were a god, you would know my thoughts, and you don't. So you're not a god.
I do. I know what you want.
No, you don't. If you knew what I wanted, I wouldn't be arguing with you.
You're not. You're arguing out of spite and pure mortal childishness.
Now you're just insulting.
No, I'm observing the truth. You have no...
Oh, you're a bit full of yourself, aren't you?
Yes, with good right. I'm not one of your minor deities.
Well, I'm sure that's all very nice for you, but to be frank, I just don't care. Just go away.
What a burden you will be to the rest of your friends when you are blind, quaking and useless in the middle of a dungeon they cannot escape from.
I'll sort myself out. Don't you worry about it. Go away and do your little things elsewhere.
I already am.
There's no point talking to you anymore.
I'm just going to go to sleep.
You already are asleep. don't understand the weight of your situation. You don't enter into a bargain with a god and then back out. There is no out. You accept my word, or I leave you crippled. The choice is yours. I can give you that book if you wish it. I can give you magical powers unstoppable. Is that not what you want? Is that not why you became a wizard? Or did you become a wizard because you were too frightened to be cut down by axes and swords? Too cowardly, hiding behind all of your friends?
Go on, keep going, keep going. You like the sound of your own voice, I don't.
I can go on all night.
Fine.
Will you accept my offer?
No.
Why?
None of your business.
It is my business. It's yours, too.
I've given you my answer. Yes. If you can read minds, you know why. You've got your answer.
There you go.
No.
Why would I want to read your mind?
Well, no reason. You like the sound of your own voice, so keep going.
I like to speak. And I like to have a conversation. Unfortunately, you seem too mentally retarded to have one. You just ignore my offer, which is great benefit to yourself. It will provide you with great power. It will provide you with opportunities that you would not normally have to escape this place.
My choice, and I say no.
Then I am afraid you will continue as you are.
Conversation over.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. You wake up completely blind.
Yep, like I was yesterday.
Still blind. He's blind.
Still.
Still.
Oh, we tried that.
It was a good attempt, though.
Kill him.
I was given role-playing experience. You'd have a lot by now. Kill him and put it out of his misery. You are completely blind.
Yep.
Right, what are you doing? Fourth day, I believe. Trying something exalted now, aren't you?
No, but I have this strange feeling I could do something.
New friend.
Really?
Shall we go and do something exciting while these two people sit and fight? Do spells.
New friend.
I can't remember your name.
You've plenty of time to get your new character.
Why don't you try to lockpick his eyeballs and see if that'll open the door?
Squeamish and that's minging.
It's rather minging, yeah.
I agree with you. Cataract. Keyhole surgery.
Cataract.
Eye of Vecna.
That's what you need. Two eyes of Vecna. That will cure you.
There's only the two normally. The third eye of Vecna, we just don't go near.
What are you looking for, Steve? The secret book of how to cure blind people who've been stupid. This one. That one. The arcane book. What's in the arcane book, Steve?
I'm not sure. I can't remember if it was in the old edition or this edition.
What is it?
Tell you when to find it.
Tell me now. We're back again.
Can you get more than one sitting?
I may be blind, but I've still got my voice.
What do you mean, man? Tumble. Because it seems to be if you've got balance and if you've got good at jump, you get plus two synergy bonus.
I think so.
Seems so. You're just going to balancing and tumbling.
Do you have more than five ranks in jump?
No.
That'll be why.
What are you looking for, Steve? What was it?
Energy bonus to my tumble, which is maxed at 11.
Blind sight spell, something like that.
Oh, something that allowed him to see without his eyes. Yeah. Tremor sense.
19.
The equivalent thereof. There's one that allows you to take
19
on.
Before I roll.
Allows you to take on animal senses.
Very
agile,
aren't they?
Okay, I have a weasel. What are you doing?
What can I do with a weasel at 8th level?
It's just a dex bonus plus 4.
Technically, can you sight
share a bit of jumps?
Can you ever sight share? Yes, you can. Can you sense share?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
I'm not blind, I can use my weasel to see. Whip it out. Whip out the weasel. There he is.
Okay. Speak with animals of its kind.
Oh,
but I can't spell the spellbook, wouldn't that be good? You want to cook.
There's a traditional halfling
soul.
You know what I'm doing, don't you?
You're pouring some liquid.
No, I can't use its senses.
Why?
You can only have an empathic link.
Oh.
Left a bit, right a bit. And then you get as far as this guy.
You're the nightmare.
So to the right.
So from now on, Bastion Balazar has to have his eyes shut.
I have to ward the Helmet of Justice.
But as long as we can spell.
Spell casting.
Yes.
M-O-R-D.
Agnazar Scorcher.
Oh, Bastion.
Hey, jeez.
There is the Mnemonic Enhancer.
Right, what are you doing?
I take him by the arm and lead him out of the room.
I think an X level monk would have a pair of plus 8 cameras.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
He's an elf. He
can have that. You can have a plus 1 monk.
Plus 1 monk. My hands do more damage than that.
Oh, yeah.
And my hands count as magical.
Actually, I believe Guru had a plus 2 weapon, didn't he?
Guru had,
yes, he had a plus
2. You may have a plus 2 on them.
I do D6 plus 2 plus another 2 for my strength. The D6 plus 4. Or the D10 plus 2 with my bare freaking hands!
Yes!
Nice!
That's pretty funny. Nice. Flurry of blows!
Yeah, I go plus 7 plus 7 plus 2.
Wow!
Flurry of blows.
That's not crap, is it really?
Okay!
That's
you're leading the blind Balazar down the corridor. Where are you headed?
I'm going to have anyone's weapon who has a go at me anyways.
You don't like that? Well, I'm having that.
Where you've gone. Yes, we have explored a huge portion of the dungeon today.
Ah, yes.
Yes, you have, haven't you?
You are in here.
Yeah, we've been.
And you've been up and around down to here. There was a door here that you noticed at the bottom of the H-shaped room where the horrible, horrible, ghouly ghost thing was.
Well, we could go back through there.
Gonna go through there?
See what's down the bottom.
You find that the door below is untrapped and unlocked. Oh. You're having trouble guiding him. He's not quite got his head around being completely blind yet.
Though, being a dwarf, I'm used to being in the dark, but I
haven't seen dark
vision.
Dark.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're probably
used to being in the dark.
So, yes, I switch on my night vision, my dark vision, because everything's dark.
I need a new character now.
Oh, yeah?
Now you've killed
poor old Garou.
Ruthlessly murdered the innocent.
It was a ruthless murder.
Auction that miniature off.
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah. Auction off Garou.
You'll be back.
It's Steve's.
Steve can have 10%.
9%.
The rest goes towards wireless microphones. Not gonna
there work. Oh, yes!
That's an elf!
That is a unicorn! It's
spirits of elven kind!
And it's large.
Yes, I'm a large elf unicorn.
Oh, you didn't mention that. Nice! Good choice.
I take my time guiding you through.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Can I have a stick, like Dungeon Master?
I'm an aspect of Bane there.
No, you're not an aspect of Bane.
See, that one looks really like my character. It has a purple cloak and a snake.
What is it?
Huge. I don't know. It's a Yuan T.
Have you got a blind dwarf kind of
you are not a Yuan T.
Have you got any dwarves at all?
Could be a Yuan T.
Yuan T3.
Yuan T.
Is that a dwarf?
Are you going through this new door?
No, it's a goon.
I see a bit.
Goblin.
I haven't checked it yet.
Yes, I probably do.
The door?
Yeah.
Cool.
Snake. It's a bit bright out here.
The door is, with that roll of an 18, is not trapped.
It's not an 18, it's a
16. Oh, sorry, it's like an 18. Yeah. It's not trapped. You don't think.
Okay.
Yeah.
About how dark on?
Yeah, how dark on?
You open the door. It leads you into a corridor. Then slightly below
the
room.
Left frick is there.
It's there.
That's the way.
Ah.
I guess I could start teaching whoops and tricks when I get some time.
My snake.
Speak to him now.
Yes, please.
My snake.
Can I speak to him?
Yeah, you've had him for ages. What have you taught him to do?
Leads you into a corridor which opens up into a large
kind
room.
Kind of busy surviving.
The floor of this great hall, not that you can see this, is arranged with a multitude of square tiles. A grey dust covers most of the floor, but it fails to hide the dented and chipped stone surface. Within each of the cracks separating the floor tiles, caked blood can be seen.
Stop at the entrance. that group and let Balazar know what's here.
Yeah, that's right. I have four arms, did I not mention them?
No wonder you're so good with those hand-to-hand attacks.
I'm a Zill, apparently, yeah.
I'm good at keeping the ladies.
Ladies.
Yeah, I might be a dwarf.
Yeah, that'll do.
I'm a young Minotaur as well.
A young Minotaur. A young Minotaur.
Oh, that's a dwarf too.
Unfortunately, the most monk-type character that there
are
is.
Are you
going to
replace your model?
Yeah, go on. Replace him with that one.
With a blind character.
What is he?
He's a dwarf.
Yeah, replace him with an actual dwarf as opposed to a wizard.
Durgar warrior.
Oh, he's not a dwarf, he's a Durgar. He's an evil dwarf. He's an evil dwarf. What? Yeah, he's almost there. He becomes a Durgar when he turns evil.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
I'm tired.
You're just yawning.
You are. That's monkish.
You had a hard day working.
It's
a red wizard of 10.
What are you going to do? Putting stuff on the website. Selling more things for my company. Yeah. I work for.
But it could be.
I'm very tired.
Have a look around the room.
Search checks.
It's a shame that the only monk character we have is already taken up by Bastion.
25.
That's a scion.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a monk.
Isn't that a personal 25? On the ceiling is a grid. So you notice it. There's some tiny holes in a grid pattern flush with the ceiling. It appears to be have dried...
Yeah, armour. Yeah.
That appears to have dried blood on it.
Oh dear. There's
some trap. Trap then.
I search for traps.
Yeah. Lots of traps around here I found.
I get 25.
It's an easy one to spot. There's a trap in this room. You believe it's probably set off by pressure plates in the floor. If you step on the plates with enough weight, you believe a grill will come down from the ceiling and crush.
And then.
Everyone below it on me, do squidge tiny pieces.
Oh dear. I write in chalk, do not step here and point to
the whole floor.
Oh, okay.
Each 5x5 square is an independent pressure plate.
Okay, let's not go in here.
I think you could probably disarm it.
I'll try and disable the device.
Yay, one point.
With my disabled device, I get. What's 18 plus 15?
Lots.
I get lots.
I can't find a miniature for me. I get lots.
That red one's not for that.
33?
Hey, you that would be a Kotoa. Is it Kotoa? Yes, the Kotoa is me.
You're not a Kotoa.
I'm an elf.
Have you not got an elf model?
No.
Oh, no, really? Not that I'm. Not that
there's
one
elf that's in armour. Be the red one.
I was a red wizard of Tay then.
Quite
all hunched over.
Because he's ready to hit with his stick.
Yeah, I'm poised, ready for action.
Swinging from bell to bell.
I'm ready to tumble with my plus 19 tumble
you
check
think
any moment.
Plus 19?
Yeah.
I'll chuck a bag of diamonds in there. Cause
you think you're probably going to need 50 pounds or so of weight in order to set that thing.
Groot's not here to make do stupid things.
No, he's dead.
What?
Tell him it's safe.
Oh.
He's blind, you won't see the horrible, horrible drill coming.
Well, I would not be responsible for any more party death.
Walk forward, left, left, sidestep. No!
Who's
on
the left?
Who's the person doing the guiding?
You were.
Look, Bastion, somebody holy, this way comes.
Also, you got to do point to this side of the room and go, look, Tom! As he runs across the room and dives.
And I was trying to distract him so I could make him walk across the floor.
Oh.
Your version's much easier.
We could tumble across the room.
I'm confident in my abilities. I stride into the room.
There's a clicking sound, but there is
no squelch.
No squelch.
Ha! I disabled a trap.
Yay!
Time delay.
But you can't come in here because you're too heavy. Only for light people.
That's fine. I'm a willowy elf.
Is there any good... No, you're far too heavy. You've got too much hair.
Oh, Oh, his bottom.
Bald.
The hair wasn't there. Yeah. What's the deal with these bald characters?
I'm the only person with hair.
It's like Kojak does the dungeon.
I'm actually the only person with hair.
Kojak does the dungeon.
Wow.
I'll have to shave now, really.
My level's
not
that.
No, your model doesn't, and you look like your model.
You look like does
this isn't Games Workshop. Why?
There's a tiny, tiny little sort of white fleck that
could be something.
Or it might just be a drop of paint that's randomly been dropped on it.
D&D collectible miniatures are the anti-Games Workshop.
He considers it lucky, so he keeps it.
Bird crapped on my fence.
Yeah, damn bird.
And it's a big, big...
poopy bit.
Yes. It's really obvious, and I'm not cleaning it, because I don't clean up birds.
Apparently it's lucky, according to my gran.
Yeah. It lands on your head.
Yeah.
So it lands on your fence.
How is that lucky? Oh, a bird shat on my head. Hooray, I'm going to win the lottery.
Lucky you, I'm jealous.
It can be a rain.
Yes, well, it rains if you're wedding day.
Yes, we can flick it at you.
just bring a flock of seagulls.
In fact, we'll just get a paintball gun and shoot it at
you. Any bands from the 80s will do.
They're still there.
Oh, mate!
Wow.
Look at all that elbow looks.
Who did that to you?
Everybody.
Everyone.
Not me.
Everybody.
Actually, I didn't shoot you. I was aiming at Paul Simpson.
If I'd been there, I'd have been aiming at Paul Simpson.
He's an easier target.
I'm surprised he got out so lightly.
Paul Simpson wasn't running as fast, and he's wider.
Actually, we have exactly the same chest measurements.
Do you?
Paul and I, yes.
Do you?
When we got measured for the kilt.
Yes, but he's about 2 foot shorter.
No. We killed the whole ensemble. Yeah. So you get the jacket and...
Sorry.
Can you guarantee me he has a particularly long kilt?
I wondered what you were going to say then.
Like about ankle length.
I'm afraid not. It's measured from belly button to kneecap.
Oh my god. That's the
Can you wear it particularly low so it goes from sort of... upper groin to ankle.
I've arranged with Brian to give him some tips on how to wear the kilt.
Because last time he wore any kind of skirt, he sat with his legs spread apart.
Brian wearing his kilt?
Yes, Brian and Alex.
I have no
Everybody in kilts, good God.
I have no great desire to see Paul Simpson tackle meat and two veg, old fella.
You do know he is going to get drunk and end up exposing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
In a Braveheart style ass flashing, do we think?
You're going to wish it was a Braveheart ass flashing.
Exactly.
If he does start flashing his ass or groin at us, as good common English folks, do we get to shoot him with arrows in his backside?
Only if you're in
the only if you bring a bow.
Am I allowed to bring a bow to your wedding?
Yeah. As long as it's a formal bow.
A formal bow.
Yes. Yes, it is. It'll have a tie and everything. Little bow tie, little shoes on the bottom, little bow peep.
And you have to polish the arrowhead so it's nice and shiny.
Yeah.
A hat's allowed.
Is that before or after it's been in his ass?
Imogen's mother is wearing a hat, so hats are permitted.
Oh, that's good.
How it works?
Yes.
Apparently.
What, if the mother of the bride is wearing a hat, everyone
that's
else
can
wear a hat?
That's why I had to make my mum wear a hat. That's why I forced her to wear a hat.
How very strange. There's some weird traditions involved in weddings.
Also, this is a very nice man, or he just had a joke, so that's...
My mum was forced to
He just had no desire to see his genitalia.
Well,
and Paul Simpson is the kind of person that likes to see other people's
genitalia. I've never seen his genitalia. Mostly. I've been close.
There's been
a small amount of lycra between his bollocks and my head.
Exceptions.
But other than that, in fact, make it a very small amount of skin-coloured lycra, which was not a pleasant
We've
experience.
Heard the story. Yeah.
And I feel it will work much better on audio if you explain no further.
Yeah. And so, yes, that's the true. Crap I hear with my ears.
Yes. You hear with your ears.
I hear with my ears.
Yeah, they're quite big ears for a dwarf, I know.
Yeah.
They are quite flappy.
Yeah. All the better for hearing the dungeons.
They wobble when grinning.
It's not the only thing that wobbles when he runs.
His head does as well. Probably hasn't got any.
He does, he keeps it in a bag.
You should do a poll on the website about whether I should have curly hair or straight hair. Because I haven't decided yet.
What?
For Saturday.
Bald.
Ooh.
It's all the fashion.
Believe it or not, you've been heading in the correct direction. for where you need to be.
Oh, good.
North and east. North and east.
What are you heading south?
Going south.
Oh,
my God.
I don't know.
You don't know that.
I don't know anymore.
Yes, north and east.
North
yes,
east.
Yes, Balazar. North and east. Yes, I believe this would be a stunningly good place to stop, incidentally.
Oh.
Before you get to the most complicated room in the whole dungeon.
In the whole
that involves an entire double page of tables.
Oh, let's just go for it.
Look at the double page of tables.
Tables. We are at work very early in the morning.
I'm not at work very early. I'm at work very late in the evening.
Does that mean because when I finish work, you're going to work?
Yeah, well, that's the cruel reality of things.
It's alright, I can have my men slaves around.
You have men slaves?
No, you've chosen your signature. We're going
to
put it away now.
Can we put it in a
second? Alright.
Balazar fading out. 10, 9, 8,
oh,
7.
Bolt. Don't turn it, it makes a horrible scratching noise on the
does
audience.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, it's massive, you cut it anyway, so.
Yes.
No, we need to do XP.
Yes, we need to do XP. Have you turned it down?
Yes.
Turn it back up with your experience.
I want to write down what 7, 8.
Why did I just put my... Oh, I've dropped the bloody pencil.
Are we just going to do it so I continue straight on from less XP, or are we going to do it...
Oh, you may as well match their levels, because otherwise it's going to be a pain in the arse. I'm more than happy for that to happen. I mean, you've just leveled, so... You know, just continue on from where Garut's XP died. Oh, poor old God. I'm very sad about Garut.
How are you, Finn, about Garut?
I'm still in shock and denial at the moment.
You haven't said very much.
I'll go through anger... and then acceptance.
Regret. No, you need regret in there somewhere.
Regret, okay.
It should almost be nice to be
able to... I thought it was denial, anger, acceptance. I thought that was generally...
I'm pretty sure regret's in there somewhere.
Regret?
For a life unlived.
And there's revenge somewhere on the line.
Okay, I've got my calculator ready.
Aslurth Thine, the spectre what killed Garut, was challenge rating 7.
I'll take it. So, piss.
1600.
We've been squashed by big rocks that were higher challenge rating than that.
The Dictum Trap, challenge rating 7. 1600.
Should be 8.
7. They've obviously got this wrong.
Yeah.
8 then.
2400.
Oh.
It's a 7th level spell.
Just add 800.
Oh, I've got rid of it. So 1600 plus...
2400. Explosive rooms, 4.
600.
Each or altogether.
That's it. And another 600 for Sepia's Snake Sigil. And the Stone Great Trap that Phelan has just disarmed, another 7 for 1600.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did I do that?
Yes. Given you?
6,800. So
6,800 by 4.
Is it 3 now?
It's 4. No. Oh, yeah, which matches XP.
1,700.
1,700. Garut has died. Garut out.
29,953.
Garut perishes.
29,953. Thank you.
What's your new character called?
Wilwarin.
Wilwarin.
Neosporin. In. Spell it, so I'll have you go.
Ibuflator.
Right, ladies and gents, thank you for that. I'm very sorry Garut died. First party death will hopefully instigate all kinds of ranting on the web board about how harsh I am, how mean I am, how bad spectres are.